Louise, it's just a TMA, 250 words. You should have seen what I had to do for my first one.
Mum, if we're going to study together, you're going to have to stop saying when I did my first blah blah.
Okay, Louise. Just let's look at your question.
Okay. So the question is, define difference and inequality and provide an example of each on City Road. How am I supposed to do that?
Yeah, so you have 250 words and you just have to write this all down in your own words.
I know. That sounds really easy. But now that I've read about it, difference and inequality seem to be all about all these other things, like power and prejudices. That's what makes people different, isn't it?
Yes. I found that... it does make you think, doesn't it? So it's just about writing in your own words. Hey, I think that the forum thing is harder. Mine's more involved than yours is.
Oh, sorry, Mum. Yes. So the forum. Well, that's what you were doing the other day.
Yes. I was just meeting the other students. There seem like some really nice ones out there. Although they do all want to change the world and become clinical psychologists. But no, we were having a discussion on the forum about how we measure intelligence.
Oh, that sounds really interesting. And what's my score? Am I above average or not?
Oh, Louise, everyone thinks that we psychologists know all these things, but we don't. In fact, the whole idea of intelligence is quite contested.
Oh, okay. Anyway, so you're enjoying it. That's great, Mum. I'm glad you got over that little blip.
Well, it's the second and third year results that matter, apparently, so I'm just going to do my best. But I do love psychology. And all these mad experiments that people actually got away with doing, it's just incredible.
Experiments. Okay, I'm liking my assignment even more now, Mum. But it's due in 4 days, so I'm going to have to go and do some more on it. I might watch that video again about the street.
Sounds like procrastination to me, Louise. You'll never get anywhere with that sort of attitude, trust me. That's probably what happened to Neil in the end. Gosh, a fail. I wonder what happened there.
So I got my parcel and everything, and it all looks really good. I brought the book in. I thought if you wanted to study alongside me, then you could have a read.
Yeah, I would, but I'm a celebrity starting this week.
Yeah. I suppose I'm not going to have 2 hours a night to spend watching TV anymore.
Yeah, I'm not sure how you'll cope without your fix of C-list wannabes being dunked in worms.
Well, I suppose once you've seen one.
You're kidding? Have you seen the lineup? Hey, he's fit. That one. Wasn't he on Corrie once?
Well, how about we update each other on things?
Yeah, sure.
So you'll bring this back tomorrow then, will you?
Oh, okay, great. Anyway, I wanted to ask you about his hairstyle. Too short, or do you think I could get away with it?
So I was on Facebook, you know, just messaging some of my friends from around here.
That's a good idea. It's high time you started seeing your old friends again.
Yeah, I thought that. Well, anyway, I just put Open University in the search engine, and you know, all these groups came up.
Oh, right. I didn't know about that. To be honest, I can barely keep up with my module forum. I don't know how anyone has time for all that stuff on Facebook. I think Katie does all that stuff.
Oh, you'd be amazed, Mum. There's all sorts on there. There's this Friday Thinker thing they do every week. People talking about their assignments, their tutors, and then you get the ones who go on about how brilliant they are.
Yeah, you do get that. I don't really like those sort of students. I bet none of them are as good as they say.
No. And I've noticed how everyone just loves to hear about their high grades.
Oh, well, I suppose that's what you get if you're going to opt into things like that.
Yeah, well, I've got time to kill and it's interesting to compare notes.
Well, just make sure it's helpful. Hey, speaking of joining things, I've become a member of the BPS, the British Psychological Society. They send out this great magazine. Want to look?
Some nice pics, Mum. I'll have a look later. Anyway, I'm out. Have a good rest of the day.
Okay, Louise. See you later.
What?
Oh, Dave, I don't drink. Sorry, is that a problem?
You don't drink? What? At all? Blimey, this is going to be a challenge. Well, at least we can enjoy the match here.
No, I don't really like football. Sorry. I mainly work and study. I'm doing PPE.
P? That's no life, matey. Not at your age. Look, just have one drink. It won't do you no harm, honestly.
I'm not sure, really.
Look, Jack, mate, if you're going to live in my flat, you got to have at least one drink to seal the deal, okay?
Okay, well, half a lager of shandy then, please, with lime.
I ain't getting you no half, and you ain't getting no lime either. You'll have a proper pint, just like everyone else.
Well, all right, I'll get us a table.
Blimey, well, I don't know. There, that's a proper drink. Anyway, what sorts do they let into this open university? First Neil, with his ferrets, now you. Part of being a student is drinking. But luckily, you have me for that. Cheers, son. I mean, Harry.
Are you sure you're right, Dave? You look a bit wobbly.
Gosh, I'm all right, son. I'll get us a cab. Oi, Gabby!
Dave!